Hello and welcome to Wellness Wednesday Weekly. This is your host, Damaris Luz Mercado. And today's topic is on money reset, creating a plan of action for 2021. And with us to talk more in depth about this, we have Ramona Thomas, our financial services professional.
Hi, Damaris. Thanks for having me back. It's great to be with you again.
Yes, thank you for being here with us again. So, you know, we got to talking a little bit about, ending 2020 and getting into 2021, right? And, with the election behind us and more things to come. And as we were talking about before, that phrase you had used, when the dust settles, I guess we're getting to that point, hopefully. But it just feels like the dust continues to get kicked up. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
For one reason or another. And I feel like, you know, looking at the end of 2020 and into 2021, vision setting, goal setting, resetting, you know, that's what we're here to talk about.
Absolutely. And this is the perfect time of year to do that, you know, as we're in fall and heading into winter, heading near the end of the year, it's a perfect time to kind of take stock. And, you know, it's funny, I talk to so many people, I'm sure you do too, who just like, you know, we want a do-over for 2020. Like no one thought, everybody thought 2020 was going to be something other than what it turned out to be, right?
And so
many people want a do-over. Like we just want to scrap it off the calendar altogether. But what I've been saying to people is, and most people I've talked to, I think, you know, have really figured out how to pivot and adapt and just kind of make the most of the situation that we're all in. And, you know, there isn't a person in this country that hasn't been affected by the events. There isn't a person in the world who hasn't been affected by COVID. So what I'd love to share today is I have 5 tips, you know, for people who feel like they need a financial reset or a do-over, just sort of 5 quick tips to help you salvage the year get a jump start for 2021, right? It doesn't have to be a total loss.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. You know, just salvaging. I like the way that sounds. And tips, of course, putting a number to it that's like easy to think of and be mindful of, actually. So 5. All right, let's get to it. So 5 tips. What's the first one?
So tip number 1 is, if you haven't done this already, if you haven't made adjustments financially and you're feeling stressed, or maybe you have made adjustments. I've talked to people and I know like people personally whose salaries have been cut, right? Jobs, companies have been trying to do as much as they can to keep employees, but that means, you know, maybe a 20% cut in across the board in salary, right? And for people who live from paycheck to paycheck, a 20% cut, a 25% cut, that's pretty significant. People who are furloughed, living off unemployment, people are transitioning. I know a lot of people have made adjustments financially, but if you're still feeling a little stressed, here are a couple of things that you can explore. What are some things that you can do to earn more money? Again, if you've heard me talk, I talk about cash flow all the time because cash is king and your cash flow really determines, it dictates what you are able to do and what you are unable to do if your cash flow is negative. So what can you do to bring in more money? Can you negotiate your salary at your current job? You know, if you're not working, can you take on a part-time job, a side hustle, a gig? And, you know, there's so many companies that are now posting remote work from home positions. It's a great opportunity to launch a business if it's something you've been thinking about. If you have a skill or a talent, use it. Why not earn it? Why not monetize your gift? There's nothing wrong with monetizing what you're good at. If you have a service-based business where you can do consulting, sales, coaching, if you're good at, you know, knitting, it's a great time for, you know, scarves. I know people saying, oh, we're not going to go outside, but just think about what you're good at and can you make money from that? The other is it's a great time to transition into a new field, learn a new skill, trade. Again, so many there are a lot of different certifications programs out there. And again, a lot of them are doing online, right? So while you're either working or looking for a job, you can also be certified in a few months to do, you know, something in technology or coaching or, you know, project management or something like that. So I would encourage people to look into that.
No, I think wait. So mm-hmm. Is that a second tip or that's still part of tip one?
So this is tip one. So tip one is making financial adjustments in your income, and sort of tip 1B is looking at how you save money. So tip one is your cash flow. What can you do to earn more money, bring in more income? The other part of that is what can you do to save money? For some people, income is not the only thing that's changed. You know, how we spend money has changed during the pandemic mm-hmm. and what we spend it on. I think a lot of people have really gotten clear about what they need, you know, what's essential and what isn't. Right. So looking at those non-essential expenses, are there anything that you can trim and cut? If you're working from home, what are you doing with your transportation money? Gas, tolls, Metro card, if you live in the metro area. What are you doing with that? Are you redirecting it toward another expense, maybe paying down a credit card? If you're not going out as much, I talked to a number of clients and folks that I talked to say, hey, you know, Ramon, I'm not commuting anymore and I'm saving so much money because I'm not going to Starbucks. You know, I'm not eating out for lunch. I'm not doing happy hour with my friends every week. So what are you doing with those funds? Think about, we used to go to the movies all the time. If you went to theater, if you went to, you know, a Knicks game or a Nets game, what are you doing with those funds? It's a great place to redirect those towards savings or, you know, toward paying down debt. And then,
So all of that is still in tip one under cash flow.
Yep.
A and B. Okay.
So A is income and B, generating more income, and B is cutting your expenses. And then just looking at services around our homes, you know, in terms of, do you need multiple streaming services? Do you need to order from Amazon every other week or every, you know, other day? Looking at a lot of our electronic and digital spending. Are there ways to trim expenses there? So if you haven't made adjustments personally in your finances, or maybe you have, like earlier in the pandemic, I remember when we started working from home, we thought it was going to be for 2 or 3 weeks. And here we are.
Right? Oh my gosh. It's definitely been a moment. So, all right. Wow. Yeah. There's a lot of things in there that you mentioned as far as, things for people to do. I've thought of a few of these things that you've mentioned as well, and making products and goods, right, that we can share. People love homemade stuff for the holidays, especially.
Yes.
I've done the scarves before, but I've always just given them as gifts. I was like, at one point, I was on a crochet kick for a moment. I made all these scarves. But, you know, maybe I could do that again. I don't know. I'm thinking of some other stuff. But definitely, I think those are some great ideas that you have in there. Okay, great. So,
and it's a great time to do that. You're right. A lot of people do. And we're already starting to see the advertising, right? I've seen so many commercials around Etsy, right? Ordering those very personal, unique kinds of gifts. So if you have a gift, meaning you have a talent or a skill, there's nothing wrong with monetizing that. And this is a good time of year to do that. And
like
then think about
on. It's time yeah, think, the hustle on.
That's it. As we go into, this has been a year of hustle for sure. Right.
Oh, so pick it up a notch, right? All right. Yeah, so tip two
is, you know, we hear a lot about the stock market, and, you know, I'm really big on investing, and we've talked about market volatility as it relates to the pandemic, which is ongoing. We're hearing the warnings about the next wave and just the fear of the numbers going up as people start gathering more inside. And you and I, we did the whole session on election, you know, which is now over. So sort of what does it mean for you, right? Because we're still hearing some residuals from the election and around the transition, and, you know, what is it going to mean? So, you know, for an average person, just know that market volatility is normal. Maybe not as much as we've had this year. This year has certainly been really, really tough, but, you know, the market was down earlier today. I haven't checked after the close, but it was down earlier today. So just expect that, you know, the market's going to be moving. And that is very normal, especially during an election year. If you have a 401k, if you have an IRA, it's a great time to stay on top of your portfolio. Make sure it's invested according to your risk tolerance. And I'll just really quickly, if you don't have a stomach for loss, you know, be really careful about how your portfolio is invested. You want to make sure that it's invested in a way that aligns with your time frame and your risk tolerance. Mm-hmm. And so just the key here is know that it's normal. Volatility is normal, but you want to have a long-term perspective. You know, most people don't invest, you know, like thinking it's going to be a 1 month or a 1 year process. When you think about investing, you're putting your money to work for you. It's a rest of your life time frame, right? You want your investments to grow and last for the rest of your life. So you want to pay attention to those. One of the things I say is make sure you're looking at your statements. When I ask people, hey, how's your 401k invested? Most people don't even know. So, you know, when you get those statements, that's really your money. It's real money. It's not play money. Make sure you're paying attention to that. Make sure you have a long-term perspective. And if you, you know, you don't work with a financial services professional, you have a 401k, you can always call your plan administrator. There's always an 800 number attached to that statement. So there is someone on the other side of that 800 number, mm-hmm. there should be, mm-hmm. who can help you with questions. Well, so that's tip number two.
Yeah, I have a question around that.
So, yep.
All right. So because it seems like the market is up, right? And if people have had tremendous gains, whatever the gains have been, whether it's a few hundred dollars, a few thousand dollars, or a few, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, or whatever it is, mm-hmm. would you say it's wise or okay to pull on those gains that have happened to either reinvest in something else, or, you know, a side hustle, or leave them there, or buy more, you know, stock or anything like that? Or what would you say to them?
I can't say.
You can't
honestly. For a couple of reasons. One, that's just such a general question, and I really provide very specific individual advice. So that's going to depend on your goals. You know, what you do with your gains will depend on your financial goals, short and long term, mm-hmm. your risk tolerance, and your time frame. So it's hard to just kind of give a general answer to that, because it's so personal, it's so individual. You know, if someone wants to grow, you know, their assets, then, you know, the decision on what to do with their gains should be really around their goal to grow their assets. So it's hard to answer that in a general way.
Okay, so that was tip number two.
Yep.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Sorry
about that. Move on. It's like, can't do specifics, but
no, it's okay.
Well,
it's all good. It's all good. All right, so tip number three.
So tip number three is around the election, and you and I talked about, like, hey, does it really matter who wins in terms of the stock market? Right. We are transitioning from, you know, a Republican-led White House to a Democratic-led White House. And what I shared during the other podcast, and it really bears repeating here, is that, you know, since 1900, 16 of 20 presidential terms have resulted in positive returns for the stock market. So historically, again, having that long-term perspective, historically, the stock market or the economy tends to go up. So for those of you that are worried, you know, what is that going to mean for me? You know, since 1974, the average market returns have been positive. For the average president, regardless of a party affiliation, mm-hmm. since 1974, the returns have been 11.8%. For average Republican president, since 1974, the returns have been 10.2%, and for a Democrat, 14.4%. So the point here is that, you know, don't panic. Again, when you're thinking about investments, whether you have that, you know, your own brokerage account, or you work with an advisor, you have a 401k, IRA, whatever it is that you're doing for long-term investing, you just want to have a long-term perspective. And that's important, because when you look at the voting data, right? When you look at the data that I saw earlier today, you know, I believe it was 71 million voted for a Republican president, and 76 million voted for a Democratic president. That's a lot of people on mm-hmm. both sides, you know, with strong conviction. Yeah, it's a lot of people,
lot of people on people both. Definitely strong convictions on who they voted for.
Yeah, but also strong convictions about who, you know, they believe would be better for the economy. And I think the message here is that overall, you know, we don't have a crystal ball, but, you know, overall, the economy can be and has been strong under both Republican and Democratic led.
Nice. But wouldn't it be nice to have a crystal ball, right? To be able to like see into the future and what was
Yeah, that? Like if we all could have seen COVID coming, right?
Right? What would
we all have done differently? And actually this takes me into tip number four.
Yes.
And you hear me say this all the time, and I know it often falls on deaf ears as an advisor, you know, you say an emergency fund, a cash reserve, people are like, yeah, I know I need cash. Mm. But often when we talk about an emergency fund, Damaris, you know, people think the worst, you know, they think a car accident, they think someone's going to be in the hospital forever, you know, and no one thinks pandemic.
Who was thinking pandemic?
No one thinks pandemic, which is like the ultimate emergency, right? When you think about the effects of this and from a really serious perspective, I mean, we see the numbers and they are really devastating. And, you know, behind these numbers are real people. You know, real families whose lives are never going to be the same. And you hear some of the stories that are so tragic.
You
know, people who've lost multiple family members, right? So we, you know, those of us, we want to fast forward 2020. We want to be done with it. You know, for others, you know, this is the year that they spent their last days, you know, with people that they love. And so I just, you know, I don't want that to ever be lost because, you know, no one really prepares for, you know, this kind of global event, you know, with so much loss of life and so much devastation, you know, when you look at industries and small businesses that are closing, you know, never to be reopen again. But tip number four is it's so important to have a cash reserve and it's so important to have an emergency fund. You know, just a couple tips on savings. If you don't have an emergency fund, build one. And I know it sounds easier said than done if you're unemployed, money's really tight. I always encourage people to just start saving wherever you can. You know, if you have income coming in, you know, pull off a percentage of that, 3%, 5%, you know, just start somewhere. The key is you want to get in a habit of saving. You know, the important thing is to save regularly. Just like we have habits of spending, you know, we have spending habits where we pay our cell phone bills every month, we pay our mortgage, our rent, you know, we buy groceries, we treat ourselves to whatever it is. We want to have saving habits as well. You know, think about it as paying yourself first. So try to, you know, and some people say, oh, I'm going to wait until I get my bonus. I'm going to wait until New Year's. I'm going to wait until January. No, start now. Yeah. And you never get anything done. Start with your next paycheck, even if it's $20. Just start where you can and you build
Or if you're collecting unemployment money or whatever the case may be, right, that's coming in, or even that side hustle money.
Yes.
Right, just, you know, figure out a way to increase the emergency fund regularly.
Yeah.
To make a deposit into the emergency fund, whether it's $1, $5, $20, $200, $2,000, whatever you can do, but something that is regular, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. It just, the key is to start. And, you know, I always just say start now, start small, and then you can always work your way up. You know, oftentimes people have big lofty goals and they never achieve them because they're just not able to. Mm-hmm. There's something that you can look up on the internet if you aren't familiar with it. You know, for those that are like, yeah, I really do need to save more. It's called the 52-week challenge. So if you've been challenged financially, furloughed, pay cuts, you know, fired, whatever, you know, your situation's really tight. It's called the 52-week savings challenge. You can look at it on the internet, you know, your favorite search engine. And it basically, you start with like $1, and each week you increase the amount every week, and it'll show you over the course of the year what you can save. You know, if you can save more, that's great. But for some people, that's just a great way to start. Again, you increase each week with the idea behind it is really creating the habit of saving.
So great. You know, 52 weeks. I mean, that sounds like, you know, even starting at a dollar, that's something that even youngsters can do.
Mm-hmm.
Start with the habits with, you know, just young kids, young adults, and just get them going. I know with my guys, I've told them, you know, whenever you get paid, just set money aside from whatever your hustle is that you got going on, whether it's, you know, money for taxes to be paid. If you're not doing a W-2 and you're getting a 1099, you're going to have to deal with that at the end of the year, you know, and also money for your expenses, and just kind of categorize everything and pay yourself as well. So
That's exactly right. You can add yourself to your, when you think about your list of monthly expenses, add yourself to that or add your emergency fund to that, mm-hmm. right? Just like you know what your expenses are when it comes to, you know, your groceries and other living expenses, just $25 a paycheck, $50 a paycheck, or if you want to do a percentage of your paycheck, I'm going to do, you know, 5% of my take-home pay, like whatever makes sense.
Have that emergency fund line on the expenses in the expense column. They just add the line to your expenses.
There you go.
It's a good expense.
It is. The key is you want to set a goal or a milestone and you want to track it. So the nice thing about the 52-week savings challenge, again, is you can start that at any point throughout the year. So tip number four is savings. And then tip number five, and this is so much better in a visual. I did this same or similar presentation for someone else and had the slides. And so tip number five, as you get ready for 2021 is, you know, we don't know how long the pandemic is going to happen, you know, how long it's going to be with us. And everyone wants to go back to normal, but the truth is there's going to be a new normal. Mm-hmm. You know, there just is. Even with the vaccine, definitely. You know, there's just, we're going to be wearing masks for a long time. This is going to be with us. And then even on top of that, there are all the sort of, you know, mental and emotional ramifications or consequences that are coming out of this for kids and for adults. It's a lot, right? So my fifth tip is do the things that make you happy. Mm-hmm. And that bring you joy. Mm-hmm. Do that personally, do that professionally. In my deck, I had images of flowers. So we were sheltering in place and we weren't going outside a lot. When it warmed up, I was going out for walks around my neighborhood. And I just, it was like, I felt like it was the first spring I watched from indoors. And so when I would go for walks around the neighborhood, I would take pictures of flowers just because they were so beautiful. And it was a way for me to remind myself that with all the death and with everything that we were hearing, with the economy sliding, that there were still things growing in the world. Mm-hmm. And that there were still beautiful things happening in the world. So my fifth tip is do the things that make you happy. Find ways to connect with the people you love. I know it's not the same as being face-to-face. I certainly miss going out with friends and having dinner and drinks and coffee. But, you know, there are ways that you can still connect with people and build meaningful connections. And I'll just use you and me as an example. We've never met in person, but I feel like I know you. We've talked on the phone. We video. Like, we communicate regularly. And you and I have never been in the same room together.
Mm.
Which is really amazing when you think about it. So to the extent that you can, you know, take advantage of the time and the space that we're in, because it's not going to last forever. I do believe, you know, as much as we hear about people complaining about their kids in virtual school, I think there's going to be a time, again, not those who've lost family members and not those who've been, you know, physically affected by COVID, but, you know, for many who haven't, you know, we're going to look back at this time 10 and 15 years later and wish we had taken more advantage of it, of not commuting, of being able to eat dinner with your kids every day and watch them grow in a different way. And so, you know, while we're in the midst of a lot of uncertainty and unknowns, you know, find the things that bring you joy. that make you happy and that, you know, spread that to the people that you love and care about.
You know, hearing you say all of these things, it just makes me think about how I'm going to take action and revamp for not just 2021, but just in general, right? Mm-hmm. Not whether it's 2021, 2022, but just in general, right? To have certain habits in place. I feel like certain things I have in place, but I need to revisit them for myself. And how I'm going to do things a little differently. And I'm just so happy that you were able to be here with us today and share these tips. You know, a lot of great information to just do this, once again, a financial wellness check and keep things in mind as we roll into the new year, right? As we transition from one year to the next. And be gentle with ourselves and reward ourselves for making it from one day to the next too, you know?
Yep. Yes.
And I look forward to getting together in person.
I do too. One day we will.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. I find that hard to believe. I'm saying to myself, wow, we haven't met. I'm like floating through my head. Like I could have sworn with all the conversations that we've had and all the interaction, you know, like it just seems like we've known each other for a long time.
Yeah. We're going to have a very special tea, you and me.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyhow, but you know, thank you once again for being on, and I'm so happy to have this information and for everyone to be able to hear these words and be able to take action, you know, review and revamp and renew for not just this year, next year, but just today and tomorrow and always, right? So I look forward to connecting again soon.
My Thanks. Absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Ciao for now, Ramona.
Ciao.
This is your host, Damaris Luce-Mercado. Check us out on our budding site, WellnessWednesdayWeekly.com.